Thanks for listening to Orion's From the Battlefield to the Boardroom podcast. In this episode, we're talking to Nora Lyles, one of Orion's national recruiters out of our Virginia Beach office. Nora is a recruiter, student, mom, and wife, and she juggles it all in the midst of her husband's deployments. Today, I'll chat with Nora about how she juggles all of her responsibilities, as well as the importance of support systems and her proudest moments. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for a future podcast, please send me an email at podcast@orioninternational.com.
Hi, Nora. Thanks so much for being part of the show this week.
Hi, Megan. Thank you so much for having me here.
Of course. So we thought it would be great to have some episodes every now and then that are designated to honoring our military families and hearing their stories. So you'll be our first one.
Awesome. And I'm excited about that. We would love to share our story.
Awesome. So some of our candidates may recognize your name when they see this podcast, but for those that haven't had the opportunity to work with you, can you just introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about yourself and your role at Orion?
Absolutely. So my name is Nora Lyles. I am a national recruiter with Orion International. I've been with Orion for 6.5 years. And prior to starting with Orion, I was actually a contractor with the U.S. Army. I supported MIT teams in Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom, and that's actually where I met my husband. But after that, once we got married, we moved to Virginia Beach, and that's when I got the opportunity to join the Virginia Beach team with Orion International. That was in January 2011.
Awesome. Well, thank you to both you and your husband for your service to our country.
Thank you, Megan.
So you already mentioned what your relationship to the military is. What about your husband? What branch of service and, how many years has he been in the military, and then also some of his deployments?
My husband is Charles Lyles. He is a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy, soon to be a commander, fingers crossed. He is a graduate of the Naval Academy, and he has been in the service for 15 years. He has been deployed to various parts of the Middle East, including Iraq, and he also has been recently deployed to Djibouti, Africa.
Awesome. Well, that's a lot of deployments. I'm sure that's definitely tough for you and the family.
Well, it is part of what we sign up for as a military family. It is not easy, but we're definitely proud of this responsibility.
Yeah, so speaking of family, I know that you've got a couple of kids, and can you talk a little bit about their names and ages?
Absolutely. So my two lovely boys are Collison, who's 3 years old, and Alan Joseph, he goes by AJ, and he is 9 months old.
Awesome. And I'm sure, it's difficult, especially for your husband being gone. So are you able to keep in touch with him a little bit so he can kind of talk to you and the kids while he's deployed?
Yes. Luckily, with technology right now, between Skype and FaceTime, we are able to talk to him, I would say, at least a few times a week. And he gets the opportunity to watch the kids grow from a distance across the miles. But definitely technology meets deployments far more easier than they used to be.
Oh, I'm sure. Definitely easier than the days of letter writing.
Absolutely. I don't even know how they did it back then. All I hear is that you had to number the letters. So thankfully, we don't have to do that.
Exactly. Yeah, that is very good. So another question I have for you is, one of the more difficult times of course, being a military family like we're talking about right now is just being separated due to deployment. So I know that you do get to talk to them via Skype and FaceTime, and you're able to keep in touch with them a little bit, but you still need those support systems at home because he's not as easily accessible to you as he would be if you were here. So what are some of the most helpful support systems that you found?
Luckily, we're stationed in the Hampton Roads area, and we have a lot of military families here around us. Between the neighbors who were prior military or our current military, friends, my colleagues at Orion, almost every person at Orion is a former veteran or a military spouse. I have been very fortunate to be surrounded by people who are ready to help me no matter what. I know that no matter what I need, I can reach out to my colleagues or my neighbors and friends. They never let me down, and that is very comforting.
Mm-hmm.
Our extended family is also in North Carolina. They're about 6 hours away, and in extreme emergencies, I know they're only a phone call away. So we're very fortunate to have all this support network in place.
That is great. And one thing you mentioned with Orion, it is a little bit different than what most people would have, because you do have that support system that, you know, not only can sympathize with you and what you're going through, but they really can empathize with you because a lot of them have been in that situation as well.
Absolutely. I can say that after being with Orion for 6.5 years, my colleagues are not only my colleagues and, you know, my teammates, but they are also part of my family. You know, we enjoy spending time together even outside of work, and therefore I feel very comfortable reaching out to them and asking for help if I ever need to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's really good to know. And I'm sure because of a lot of the sacrifices that you've made and that you and your husband have made, you've been able to learn a lot of tough lessons, and you've experienced a lot of things that most people who aren't in your situation would not understand or wouldn't have had the ability to kind of gain that perspective. With that being said, what does being in a military family mean to you?
Being a military family, for me, we are here to support our dad, Charles, to make sure that he can be successful at doing his job, which is serving our country. So to me, and in our family, the best way we look at it, our dad is the commander, and I'm the second in command, and we have to work together so we can function as a unit. So at times, mm-hmm. especially when he's deployed, I'm trusted with this awesome responsibility, which is not only being able to care for two wonderful children, but also to take care of the house and the bills, and of course, you know, we have my career. So to me, being able to maintain all of our normal life responsibilities and to make sure that we can function without dad being at home is my role, is my job to make sure that he is successful at his job as a service member.
Well, that's great. I mean, just hearing about all the things you have on your plate, that sounds like a lot for someone to deal with on their own, for sure.
Well, again, it's always possible with the support that we receive from our network here. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, you've mentioned some of the things that you learned even in that last question, just about kind of gaining just this sense of responsibility and this ability to take charge and just, you know, make sure that you're running things to the best of your ability while your husband's gone. So I know, though, that probably throughout all this, there's been a lot of accomplishments, too. So I'm sure you have a lot of pride in the life that you guys have built despite some of the challenges you've faced. But what has been your proudest moment during the entire experience?
Reuniting with our loved ones, especially after mm-hmm. deployments. Deployments are now longer than they used to be, and many naval families would know. Of course, it's nothing compared to the Army because they already have extended deployments. But as a naval family, when we first started our relationship, deployments were about 6 months at a time. But now deployments mm-hmm. can range anywhere from 7 months, 9 months, to even 13 months. And we did experience 2 13-month deployments during my husband's career. But being able to reunite with Charles again after deployments and seeing the look on his face when he meets with our children again, that is definitely one of my proudest moments.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you may have mentioned this already, Nora. When did you say that Charles gets back?
So Charles actually is home for R&R right now for his two-week
okay.
vacation, and we are very excited to have him home. He came home to celebrate our son's third birthday, but he actually does not return home until October of this year, so it is a 13-month deployment.
Got it. So any other exciting plans while he's home for the 2 weeks?
Well, we are actually taking our son to Great Wolf Lodge, and he's very excited about that. That will be his first time there. And we're spending a lot of time on the beach after work and just doing yard work and staying active and playing sports.
fun. So just trying to keep things as kind of normal as possible and just enjoying the time together.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome. So we previously talked a little bit about support system and the importance of family, friends, and in your case with the coworkers that you have at Orion, but is there an act of kindness from anyone in your support system or even complete strangers that you've experienced that sticks out in your mind?
Well, the first thing that I would like to share is that many military spouses and military families would understand that it is difficult for military wives, sometimes and military spouses in general, to focus on your career, especially while your loved ones are deployed. And again, you have to care for children and take care of all the family responsibilities on your own. I can say that I have been very, very fortunate to be part of Orion. Our leadership team have gone above and beyond to support me during the process where my husband is deployed so I can focus on my career and also be able to care for my family. They have gone above and beyond to give me the flexibility to do both, which is something I'm very grateful for and never thought it would be possible. So from my direct supervisor all the way to our VPs and our president, they have shown great care for me and my family during deployments, and that's something that I'm very, very grateful for.
That is great, because I'm sure that there are days that you're just overwhelmed and coming to work seems like the last thing that you want to do when you've got all this other stuff on your mind and on your plate and your agenda. So, I mean, I'm sure that just means the world to have that kind of support.
It really does, beyond description.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure just because of the way that our country is very appreciative of the military, I'm sure you get a lot of thank yous and different things from strangers that also mean a lot.
It does. It does. And that can really make your day, you know, but if you're getting ready to get in the car and all the chaos in the morning, trying to take kids to school, and then one stranger will say, hey, thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for your service. That really does make my day.
Yeah, I bet. So if you could tell civilians one way to honor the military in their life, what would that be?
If you see somebody in a uniform or if you see a military family member, saying thank you is the simplest thing that you can say to show appreciation to our family members and our military families and our veterans. Another thing that I like to do, you know, especially being in an area like in the Hampton Roads area or wherever you are, if you can get involved in with organizations and finding different ways to support our veterans or wounded veterans. You know, some of them have physical injuries, others have invisible wounds, but they still need a lot of help. So there are a lot of great organizations out there that you can reach out to you and get involved, volunteer, or find a way to support our veterans. There are many veterans right now who need help. So start with thank you and do what you can to help our veterans.
Yeah, that's great advice. That's really, really good. What about for someone that's maybe in your position, and it could be someone that maybe doesn't even have the support system that you have, but any advice for anybody whose spouse is deployed at this time or is about to be on a deployment?
I would say that connecting with military spouses within the area that you are in is always very helpful. At first, when I was a new military spouse, I did not really know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not, I felt like, you know, we were never deployed or we were never prepared for deployments. You can think, you can imagine that it would be hard not having your partner with you, but you won't know what to expect until you live that experience. But there are many other spouses who are ready to help you, especially those who have been in the military for many, many years, more than you have, and they're always willing to help. So try to connect with military spouses in your area, and also don't be afraid to ask for help. Your neighbors, your close friends, sometimes they don't know how to offer help because it can be a sensitive situation, but just know that everybody is ready to help you. So if you need help, and that's something that I had to learn the hard way, and my boss, Chris Hurst, can tell you, I never used to ask for help, and I would never take help But now I learned that if I need help, I can ask for help, and it makes people feel very good about themselves that they are helping as well. So just ask for help and try to connect with other military families. That will be very, very comforting to you and also to others.
Yeah, and I think that's great advice. And like we mentioned before, with our country and the support that I think, you know, at least majority of Americans feel for the military, people are always willing to help and people want to help. But like you said, sometimes they don't really know how, especially because really a small percentage of us have ever been in that situation. So, you know, with you having been in the situation where your husband's been deployed, you're definitely someone that can offer some great advice on how to deal with it and kind of just where you can get those support systems. So I think that's really great.
Another thing that I would like to add as well, many family members don't realize that there's actually support systems available to military families on base. So if you are close to a military installation, there's the family fleet and support system. I believe that's what it's called. But they also have great resources to help you any way possible, whether if you're overwhelmed with benefits or dealing with paperwork that has to do with the military. They always have people available there during work hours to help you too. And that's a resource that I have utilized many, many times.
Awesome. Well, I think those are all the questions I have for you, Nora. Is there anything else that you want to say?
All I can say is that thank you so much, Megan, for taking the time to talk to me. And also, I want to say that I am very proud to be part of Orion and to be able to impact the lives of veterans on a daily basis, helping many of you to find their first career outside the military is something that I'm very proud of. And it is a very fulfilling career, and I'm very proud to be a recruiter here with Orion International and to work with many veterans. So thank you so much, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Of course. Well, Nora, I can speak for myself, but I'm sure for everyone else, thank you for the sacrifices that you've made for our country and also for your service and your just excitement in helping veterans find their next career opportunity. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Megan.